Hickish now.
Hi, so thanks, Pam, for inviting me to be interviewed. My name is Cormac Hickish. I'm the Health Service Administrator with Northern Health for the Bulkley Valley Stikine region. So I cover the health service areas, including Smithers, Houston, East Lake, and Wet'suwet'en, some Gitxan and Tahltan traditional territories. And certainly want to recognize we're on the unceded territory of those nations. And I'm in Smithers today.
Yeah, thank you for that. That's a lovely introduction. So, Cormac, I'm just going to get right to it. Northern Health numbers in the situation report that I read, and then numbers that I received from Aaron Collins from Northern Health, the numbers are at an all-time high in a couple communities in the north, and Smithers is one of them. What is going on?
Well, certainly the you know, we're in the midst of the what's called the fourth wave of this really long and exhausting pandemic, and this fourth wave, unfortunately, has really come upon the shores of the northern region, and certainly, yeah, in the Smithers local health area, which includes the Bulkley Valley, so all the way from Whitsett to Topley, it really started to hit us hard in early September, where we saw those numbers coming up quite drastically. And those numbers, those case counts, so from a case count rate, they've also come up relatively quickly now to the east of us in the Burns Lake area and to the west of us in the Upper Skeena, if you look at the most recent data. But starting early September, the Nechako area, so that's the Vanderhoof region and the Bulkley Valley, Smithers area, were hit quite hard and have continued to be so. So the case counts have gone up for COVID-19 in our communities, in our rural areas. And this was somewhat predicted with concern by our medical health officers. And if you recall, back in late August, there was an announcement from Dr. Bonnie Henry around additional precautions being requested for the northern region. And I think they went in place on September 2nd. And that was because of concerning numbers coming into mid to late August, which unfortunately have played out to our detriment. So, yeah, the numbers are where they are right now. The last 3 weeks in the Bulkley Valley have been certainly the toughest weeks of this pandemic. The case counts are, I think I heard yesterday, six times that of the Vancouver region now. So you're six times more likely to be exposed to COVID here in small Smithers than you are in a large center like Vancouver, which is just a complete turnaround from what we've had with the prior waves of this pandemic. So the Delta variant is the variant of concern throughout the province now. It's a highly transmissible variant that really does get into unvaccinated populations quite quickly and does also transmit into vaccinated populations. And that's what we're seeing now throughout the north.
Absolutely. I read online and now have spoken to a couple of families. One was a couple who had just recently had a baby, and they were a Smithers couple, and then two women, both whose fathers were at Bulkley Valley District Hospital starting in August due to a stroke and then dementia-related health incidents. And they were both moved to Burns Lake. So I wonder, and I also received this question from both of those ladies as well, what is the metric system that's determining, I guess, who's well enough and a non-imminent threat as a patient to leave Bulkley Valley District Hospital?
Yeah, really, really good question. And certainly I can't get into patient specifics as it relates to the really difficult decisions that the healthcare teams are having to make within our provincial system. But the fourth wave that's out there now in our communities patients are coming into the hospitals, including Bulkley Valley District Hospital. And we are providing care in our hospital for COVID-positive patients as well as patients not here for COVID reasons. Each and every day. And so every day we have multiple patients coming in seeking emergency care and multiple patients receiving inpatient care. That is in the context of a regional health system, and it's in the context of local capacity in all of those hospitals in the north, including Balkly Valley District Hospital. So there are times when we have to make really difficult decisions that do impact patients and families, and may mean that we need to have them get safe and effective care elsewhere. And so certainly, I believe it was in local media 2 weekends ago, we had to make a very difficult decision due to high demand in the facility at Balkly Valley District Hospital, as well as staffing constraints. We had to make some diversion decisions around maternity services. So we had to work with the primary care providers, as well as patients and families, and a number of families unfortunately had to go elsewhere for their maternity care. We were still open for maternity care on an emergent basis, and we did. I think we did actually deliver a baby was delivered at Balkly Valley District Hospital over that weekend. But it did absolutely impact the families, and the challenge with this pandemic, which we're seeing throughout the province and here locally, is that additional constraint on our healthcare system, where we're having to make very challenging decisions to make sure we can provide safe and effective care to everyone. And so when we have multiple patients in hospitals, whether it's a stable inpatient or a critical care, you certainly hear Dr. Henry talk about the concerns around the number of people in critical care. It does create impacts to the whole health system, and so certainly a really difficult situation for everyone, and particularly those patients and families that have had to receive care in a different way than what they expected.
You know, some of the feelings and experiences of people who their family members are diverted away from, you know, close to their home, a hospital where they can come visit and they can help care for either their wife that just gave birth, or you know, in the instance of Jody and Linnell, fathers who were in the hospital. And they feel it's hard to reason to themselves that it's due to people being unvaccinated people coming in needing that more urgent care, that people who are vaccinated are then being transferred because, again, they're less of a threat. So, I mean, what could you say to people who are having this experience and experiencing these frustrations? What message do you have to them that helps them understand what's going on your end of things?
What I would really want to stress and share is we're not caring and making decisions based on whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. We're making health system decisions based on providing safe and effective care for everyone. And so there are times when we're having to modify due to constraints, as I've mentioned, which does impact people who are vaccinated or aren't vaccinated. So the health system is not being set up to provide different levels of care for vaccinated versus unvaccinated. It's not being set up to move unvaccinated people to one area and vaccinated people to another. The health system is there to care for everyone. And there are, and you know, I think that's an important thing for people to understand. The healthcare team is there for everyone, and the healthcare team doesn't question or weigh opinion around the health condition of people coming in. They provide the same level of care to everyone. The challenge when you have large increases in a disease burden is that we have these surges of people coming in, and in this case it's COVID, and in this case it's predominantly unvaccinated people that run the risk of overwhelming the health system or overwhelming parts of the health system. And so when we have these surges, we're having to make very difficult decisions to provide safe and effective care for everyone. And so I can certainly appreciate where people who are vaccinated or are here for other reasons other than a COVID concern and not getting the normal location of care that they deliver. I can absolutely see the challenges and hardships for them. But I hope that maybe understands the difficult decisions that are happening. And again, it's about safe and effective care for everyone, and will continue to be so. And I just want to make clear to the listeners, our maternity services did reopen on Monday of that weekend. So if there's any concern about maternity services at Bulkley Valley District Hospital, please make sure people understand that maternity services did reopen as planned. I believe it was a week and a half ago, and I'm sure we've delivered many, many babies since. So maternity's open, just to be really clear on that topic.
Can I ask if you can comment on it? I've heard that the Bulkley Lodge is basically it's understaffed, that you can't bring patients into the lodge. Like, the lodge isn't, it's not an incapacity to accept new
I'm happy
residents.
To speak to that. So so the Bulkley Lodge, like many, a number of facilities in the north, has also experienced staffing challenges recently. And so there was a decision as part of the efforts to provide safe care for residents to temporarily suspend new admissions. And a whole lot of staffing mitigation efforts have been put in place there to try and stabilize staffing as well as return back to baseline. So
what do you mean mitigation, like staffing mitigation tactics?
Oh, we've been bringing in agency staff from other parts of the country. We've brought in staff from other communities in Northern Health. We've certainly asked above and beyond over and over again of staff there. The staff that are working there have been doing incredible efforts. We've kept in touch with our family council. That's family members who have loved ones in there, and some of them have come in and done additional help with their family members. We've done a whole host of things. And one of those is deposit admissions. So, in early August, things were looking better. They were starting to improve and stabilize, and then late August, unfortunately, we're still in a real staffing crunch there. So we have had to extend the pause on admissions. It certainly is not ideal, but we really can't add an additional burden into that facility safely, and it's not fair to the residents that are there. So. A real testament to the efforts of the staff and residents and of the Bulkley Lodge and the families as well. And we hope to get back to appropriate staffing as soon as we can. And also, I just want to acknowledge the impact that this is having for people waiting for beds at the Bulkley Lodge, because there are people, I think you mentioned a couple earlier, that are waiting for a bed at the Bulkley Lodge. And absolutely, that's what we want to do, but we can't bring other people in there until we have a stable staffing situation.
Okay, well, I really appreciate all the time that you gave me today. This has been a really enlightening, and it's almost a palate cleanser when you speak to a hospital administrator, because, as you know, in your line of work, people are often having the worst day of their lives. So it's really good to be able to hear from your perspective, that, you know, the intent is not malicious. The intent is to take care of as many people as possible with the staffing capacity that you have.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it's tough right now. It's tough for everyone. Certainly the patients that have been affected, but tough on the healthcare providers and the difficult decisions that are happening.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Cormac Hickish. It's been a real pleasure.
Great. Well, thanks, Pam. I appreciate the interview and the good questions. And anytime.